Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chesed. We are never rushing to feel the mashmat. The mishmas. Where it says, "Sevat Hashor is chadus kum sevat chadus rav meir zev." This week's parasha, parashas Chukas, Perakov pasuk aleph. It says, "Ve'yar Moshe siyada ve'achas asela ve'matayu pamaim ve'etu maim rabim v'tash ta'eda uvi'iram." It says that Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand and struck the rock with his rod twice, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their livestock. Ad kan midivrei ha-pasuk, and we are going to be basing our analysis on the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Rav David Zatzal. Rashi explains that originally, lahotzia latipin tipin, vishaparishana lahotzia latipin, originally, he only extracted drops because God didn't say to hit the rock. God says to speak to the rock. And they spoke to a different rock, and it didn't extract water. And they said, maybe we should hit it like the first time. Shmos 17:6, they were supposed to hit it. So Mimela, they decided, all right, talking doesn't work, we'll hit it. And then they got the right rack, they hit it, and the water came out. Chora, it's difficult to understand. Shachreshem b'tchila. Originally they understood that speech is required, but it didn't help because it was the wrong rack. So why did they hit a different rack? If they understood that you only required Dibur, and the reason the Dibur didn't work is because it was the wrong rock, so they should have spoken to the second rock. And if they understood that you require hitting, and that's why the Dibur didn't help, then they should have hit the same rock. Why did they hit a different rock? If you need to speak, so then speak, and just speak to a different rock. You spoke to the wrong rock. And if you need to hit, then that's why water is coming out, then hit the same rock. Why hit a different rock? The problem is that you did the wrong thing. You should have spoken. You should have hit, and you instead spoke. So then just hit the same rock. Why do you go to a different rock? And the Gemara is omit on this kasha. Pasuk Ches, it says, a bit earlier, Kachas Amate, V'hakel Aseida, Atabaron Achicha, V'dibartem El Asela Leinem, V'nasan Meima, V'yitzeselem, Maim En Asela, V'yishkisas Ha'ida V'es B'irom. Take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron, your brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, that it give forth its water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock, so you shall give the congregation and their livestock to drink. The Ramban and the Rechaim HaKadosh are all made on the Tosefes, the end of the Pasuk, when it says, V'hoytzeisa lehem maim min ha-sela. And you'll bring water out of the rack. Chaira, it already says at the beginning, V'nasan meimav. It'll give its water. So what's the Hotseisalam Maim and Asela? That's the same as the giving water. So what's this repetition? Seeming repetition. So it appears based on what it says in Rashi in verse 12. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron yan lo amanti bilakti sheni leini b'nei Yisrael v'chein lo sevius ha'kol hazeh el ha'oretz asher nasati v'hem. Rashi explains, if you would have spoken to the rack and you would have brought out water, then I would have been sanctified by the eyes of the community, and they would have said, amei kal v'chomer, if this Sela, which doesn't speak and doesn't hear and doesn't need parnasa, it listens to God, we should certainly listen to God. Ad kan Rashi. So it would appear that the inyan of kiyum dibur shel this inyan of fulfilling the word of Hashem through the rak only has a place if the rak already has the quality to give water. Just, it's not the purpose of the rak to give water, and therefore it doesn't give its water. And through the commandment of Hashem, it did what it was commanded to do, even though that is not its primary task. And it extracts water because of the commandment. And it's like what it says in Chulin 7a about the river, that Pinchas Ben Yair told the river to split. Since I am going with Tzivuyo Shel Makom, I am doing God's commandment. Because a nahar has water. And the tafkid of the nahar, the purpose of the nahar, is to have the water continue flowing in it and not to split. And through the tzivui of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, it was obligated to do as Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair commanded, which was to split. Avalim loya b'selamayim. The water didn't, if the rock didn't have water, there's no inyan of its sibui that's mechayev the sela, since it doesn't have water. And where is it going to give its water from? When it's commanded, if it doesn't have water. And only because it already has water from the first hakah, from the first hitting, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like we see in Shmos in the 17th chapter, it already has water. Just after Miriam died, the water stopped, like Rashi says, verse 2. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the essence of the rock hasn't changed. And the rock is not a rock that is like a normal rock, that is no shaychus to water. Just it stopped giving its water, but it still has the water. And on that he was given its tzivui. It's commanded, and that he gave the sela, he gave the rock a commandment that it should continue giving its water because of its chiyuv to listen to the tzivui of Hashem. You should continue giving your water because of your chiyuv to be shomea tzivui shamakom. You still have this quality of being able to give water, so keep giving water. The Malbim has an interesting approach here. You can see what the Malbim says. And this is Mefurish and Rashi in Tainis Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaaskil Be'ira Shel Miriam. Rashi writes, Sela v'zavin mimenu mayim, v'yemizgal gavaholech im Yisrael, v'yasela shebohika Moshe, shlei rotza ahazim meima v'shvilalafisha Miriam. Sisila Hedya, it had water. It just didn't want to give out its water because of Moshe. And the inyan of not wanting to is because it's not its tafkid. And therefore it required a special tzivui that it should, yes, want to give its water. So that's exactly what we're saying. It's a rak. The rak doesn't have the water giving quality generally, so it's not expected water. But here, it was expected to give water because here it did have the quality of giving water. And all that lacked was the tzivui, so Moshe Rabbeinu said the word, and the rock gave its water. So it emerges, according to this, that there were two plows in the cellar. There were two wonders in the cellar. Number one, it had koach to give water. And number two, that it gave the water, even though that's not generally the purpose of a rock. Because after the death of Miriam, even though it had water, it didn't extract the water, it didn't give out the water. And that's what would seem to be the Pshat in Tehillim 114:8, Ha'ufchi hatzur agam mayim, chalamish l'mayno mayim. The Ramban brings this pasuk, that you transform the rak into a river of water, as far as the Ramban says, it's talking about the water that comes from the rak, And that are these two nisim. Number one, ha'ofchi hatsur agam mayim. Sur normally is not a, sur is a rock. Sur normally doesn't give water. But here it was transformed into an agam, into a river, a lake that has water. Baladayin, eno mechayev, that's not mechayev, just because it has water inside that it's going to give out its water. Because it's only an agam, the water is inside, the water is not going anywhere. So the water is just going to stay inside the rock. So the first that was ha'ofchi hatsur agam mayim. And then Vaiter, in addition to that, Chalamish l'mayinu mayim. Chalamish is something very strong. We should be, because even if it has water, Ayidei tokef v'chozek ha'inyan shel sela sheino inyan l'mayim, nisharim etzlo ha'mayim b'geder agam mayim, sheino k'mayim ha'mifakeh u'motzi meimav l'chutz. So he has water, but it's a strong rock, it's not going to give out the water. So Hashem did something else. He took this chalamish, he took this really strong rock, and he made it into a ma'ayan. A ma'ayan's a flowing river. Ah, it's flowing. It's giving off its water. So these are the two things that Hashem did. That it should have water b'chlal, and that it should give the water. And this we see from the very inyan. The first time was Ayde Haka. In other words, in Parashas B'Shalach. And here Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do Dibur. And the Kiddush Hashem was supposed to be through the Dibur. But the rock listens to the Dibur. So if that's true, then why was the first time not by hitting? Not by speaking. Why was the first time by hitting? If there's more of a Lahakdisheni, more of a Kiddush Hashem like we see here, by speech, to speak, why hit the first time around? So based on what we explain, say as follows, that first time that Tzur has to make an agamayim. The first time the ikkar was that Moshe was turning a rock that doesn't have the quality of giving water into a rock that has the quality of giving water. So there's no inyan of its sivui. There's just a special koach that was given to Moshe to make the cell into an agamayim. And that is in the framework of the kochos that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do miracles in Mitzrayim through the mate. And here also he's taking the mate, he's hitting the rock, and he's turning it into a rock with water. So that is all part of the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Second time around, the agamayim didn't stop. We just stopped the ma'ayanomayim, that it should flow. That's talui in the tzivui. So here he was told to do it through a tzivui, like the sheni leini b'nei Yisrael, they should learn a kal v'chomer. That's only the second time around. The first time around, Stami was doing a miracle. It was all in the framework of Moshe Rabbeinu's miracles. So he hits the rock to change the nature of the rock. We're not trying to make a Kiddush Hashem that the rock listens to its sivui. No, this is just part of the framework. We need a miracle, we need water. Moshe Rabbeinu does the water thing. That's the first time around in order to do a miracle. Second time around, the ikar is the tzivui, that the rock should listen because it already has the tchuna of being a rock with water already from the first time around. It already has a rock that has water inside of it. And now the ikar is that it should give off its water. It should listen. It should listen to the tzivui. Because we said that it only needs to listen to the tzivui if it's already a rock that has the quality of giving off water. So it already has the quality of giving water. Now all we need to do is that it should listen to the tzivui to give off the water. So here was Dafka B'dibur, that we should learn a kal v'chomer. If the rock listens to tzivui and gives off its water, then we should certainly listen to tzivui. Now we can understand why the first time around Moshe Rabbeinu calls it, the Torah calls it a tzur, like it says in the pasuk, v'kisa batzur. And the second time around it's called a sela. It was the same rock. So Why is the first time called a tzul, and the second time it's called a sela? This is discussed by the Malbim and others. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. Tzul is what it says in the pasuk, Haufchi hatzul agamayim. You transformed a rock and you made it into a lake of water. Because its sewer is dry and it has no water. And so it was the first time around before the Hakah. It had no water. But after the first time, it's no longer its sewer. Now it's a chalamish, it's a cell, it's a strong. Chalamish is a lesson of strength. It's a strong rock that holds on to the water. And here it says, V'dibartem el ha-sela. You should speak to the sela. So the inyan of tsur is that it doesn't have water at all. The first time you're hitting it to give it the quality of that it should have water. The second time around, it has water. So you can't call it a tsur anymore. Tsur is dry. It doesn't have water. But now it's a chalamish. It's a very, very strong rock, but it has water inside. It has to give the water. Now we also understand why, and that's why it says, "V'dibalt el asel," speak to this rock, that it should give out the water that's already inside of it. And we also see that in Parsha Shmos, it says, "V'kisa batzul." And Rashi explains, it doesn't say alatzul, batzul, mikan she'amateshel min davar chazak. So the mat was very, very strong. It was called snapirinun. V'atzul nikba mipanav. Mata was there, shtak, and it was called Sapirinun, and the tsur opened up in front of it. So you see that it wasn't enough just to hit it. It needed to have a bekiya satsur, nivka lefanav, it has to open up. Because there was a shinui in the teva of the tsur. And in that he was told to make a sign of this shinui. We find a lot of the Nevi'im that there were signs done klape vis-a-vis the tachlis of their nevuah, and that's by making a change in the bikia. That's why it didn't say v'kisa alatzu. Don't just hit on top of it; hit in it, meaning open it up to show that there's a shinui in the teva here. We also understand what it says in Parashas Sefer Shmos. Hineni omed lefanecha Hashem al atzul, v'yikisa bacherev, v'yikisa batzul, v'yatzu mimenu mayim. There's a special in there of Hineni omed lefanecha. God's going to stand before him over there. But we don't find that the second time around. Just with Yibalte al asela, without Hineni omed, without God standing there. So based on what we said, we had explained that there we're talking about a koch that was given to Moshe. And in that it was said, "Hinei omed lefanecha sham." I'm going to be with you, giving you this special koach of taking the water out of the tzur. But here we're talking about a tzivui that's mechay. For that, you don't need God to be standing there. Here, you just need the tzivui. There, you need the special koach given to Moshe to do this miracle. Therefore, hinei omed lefanecha. But here, you don't need that. Here, you just need the tzivui, so Hashem doesn't have to be standing there. Kaviyachol. Now we can also understand what it says in the Pasuk, Tehillim 78:15-16. He split rocks in the desert and gave them to drink from great as from great deeps. He drew flowing water from a rock and brought down waters like rivers. V'yotzin ozni misala v'yored kanaharot mayim. He drew flowing water from a rock and brought down water like rivers. The Ramban in Parshas Shbishalach says that it's talking about the taking of the water out of the rock. You see there are two inyanim. Number one, batsur, like it says, v'ikisa batsur. And that corresponds to hofchi atsur agamayim. V'hainu shebak'am v'shinativ am. So he opened up and he changed their teva, and now it should have water. Like Rashi says, v'ikisa batsur means there should be a bekia. And so it means, and that gave them the ability to give to drink as from great deeps. It's a lot given to drink. That's number one. And then it says, Vayotzinos limi sela. That's the second pasuk, the pasuk to Zion. He drew flowing water from Iraq. Second time around it says Sela, not Sul, right here in Tehillim. First we have Yevakat Surim Bamidbar. That's the Bekia, that's the first time around that we spoke about, the opening up of the rock, the changing of the nature. And then Vayte V'yotzi Nozlim Misela. V'yored Kaneharot Mayim. That we're talking here about the Hakashnia, where it says Sela, not Sur. Because B'Sela, Yesh Makom L'mayim, El Shetzich Lo Tziyam, right? It's Sela has water, as we spoke about. It's just closed up in the rock. And that it says, Vayotzi Nozlim B'Sela, Vayoret Kanearot Mayim. That the Ikarinian of Naharos is Klapi Atzas V'Avalas L'mayim. What's the purpose of the river? To bring water from one place to the next. That's the meaning of the Nahal. Hotsa'at v'hovalat ha'mayim hala, that it brings water weiter, brings water further. And now we had in the Sela also, that's why in the second pasuk it says, v'yotzi nozlim misela, v'yored kanaharot mayim, it was like a nar, the Sela. Didn't just have water, that's the first pasuk, but that it brought it forward. And with this we can also understand the pasuk in Tehillim, Perakuf Hei. It says there in Perak Mem Aleph, in Pasuk Mem Aleph, Patach Tzul Vayazuvu Mayim Halchu Batziot Nahar. He opened a rock and water flowed. In the deserts ran rivers. And on this pasuk, Rabban also talk about, it says it's talking about taking the water out of the rock. And it says, Patach tzur v'yazuvu mayim. The tzur, the ikar, is the shinui, that it should have water. Doesn't have water, now it has water. And then Vayter Holchu Batzios Nar, in the desert ran rivers, that it should flow forward. And that's the Sela, that's the second inyan. So these are the two inyanim that we have in this rack. In the Yalkut Shmoni, the Pasuk for Divartim El Sela, it says, V'kisim lo ne'ma amalei, kishahanan katan, abo makeh umalamdo, kevan shikdil v'dibur, umiyasol. כך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, שהיה סלע זה קטן, הכית אותו, שאמר והכית בצור, אבל עכשיו דיברתם על הסלע, שנה עליו פרק אחד, והוא מוציא מים מן הסלע. Very well-known medrash, but it's תמוה מאוד. And it says that when, why doesn't it say והכיסם, why ודיברתם? Because when a child is young, the rabbi gives him a little bit of a flick, what they call in modern Hebrew, hits him a little bit, So they used to do in the olden days. And he teaches him. And when he gets older, he could speak it verbally. Now the child understands words. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, and the cella was small, you hit it. And now Vidibarta, now you should speak, meaning learn some Torah with it, and it'll bring out water. So what does this mean? So based on what we explained, we understand very well. Now Katan doesn't listen to a tzibui. He needs to change his ways, so you have to do something, you have to do it for him. And that's Alidei Haka. That was the cell the first time around. Because your mom should have to change its nature. It's so small, and it's not in the world of tzivu yet. It's now in the world of just developing its nature. So if its nature is not to give water, you have to make it give water. That's by coercion. The second time, it already has water. Now it's in the world of tzivu. And you have to say, all right, you have water, give it. Therefore, it says, learn Torah with it and it'll give its water. Now it's in the world of tzivui, that's the second time around. So again, we see this these two aspects of tzivui versus hakah, the first time versus the second time. So we still have a lot more to talk about. But tefasta merubah lo tefasta. So thank you for listening. And b'li neder, we shall continue next time. Shalom, shalom. B'li neder.